It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
On today's Ask the Vet, why is it important to have good skin? Ryan?
Yeah, when we think about animals, particularly, let's put it in the context of post-weaned dairy calves, there's so many different organ systems that an animal has. You have the cardiopulmonary system, you have the musculoskeletal system, you have the skin, and the only one that's easy for us to visualize on a live animal is the skin. We can see skin diseases like ringworm, or even things like pink eye. Pink eye is a bacterial infection of the cornea. Ringworm is a fungal infection of the skin. But as I travel around the farms, I see a lot of farms that have post-weaned calves with ringworm. And the farmer's typical response to that is, well, it's ringworm, you know, it's just an infection that's in the environment and there's really nothing we can do about that. And while ringworm might not be a disease of significant health impact or economic impact, the reason that ringworm is concerning to me is it is a hallmark sign of a poorly functioning immune system. If those animals have a better immune function, they can be challenged by ringworm in the environment, but they don't acquire the disease and show the symptoms of hair loss in the ringworm lesions because their immune system can fight it off. Very common attitude for producers to say, well, it's ringworm, it's in the environment, there's nothing I can do about it. And I'd like to challenge that. In animals that are under-fortified in vitamins A, D, E, or trace minerals, we will see much higher prevalences of ringworm or pink eye. That's because the animal's immune system is nutritionally deficient in some of these things, and the immune system doesn't have the right amount of nutrients to function properly, and we see it manifest itself in this ringworm. Pink eye is another disease that's a bacterial infection of the outside of the eye or the cornea. And it is a bacterial infection. It is vectored from animal to animal through flies, but a stronger functioning immune system, while it may not prevent every case, generally will prevent most cases of pink eye. And when I see herds that have tremendous problem with ringworm in their post-weaned calves or a lot of pink eye going through, I always like to go back and look at the nutrition. And calves that are fed a poorly fortified or cheap calf grain typically don't have the levels of A, D, and E or the levels of zinc and copper that we want to see to help support the immune system and get that ringworm under control. Another comment I'll make, too, is, you know, as a feed manufacturer, when we look at these things, vitamin A and D can be relatively inexpensive. And if you're looking at your feed tag where a lot of feed manufacturers are going to cheap out, they might put in decent levels of A and D, because they're relatively inexpensive, but they really get cheap on E. And a lot of producers don't know that to look at. And if they're cheaping out on E, that's going to have a negative effect on immune function and a higher prevalence of ringworm. Same thing with pink eye. Another thing to look at is the sources of your trace minerals. A lot of cheaper calf feeds will use trace mineral sources like zinc oxide or zinc sulfate. Those are typically only 10 to 50% absorbable. So even if the amount of zinc in the feed was correct, the calf is only absorbing 10 to 50% of it. The other part of it's going out the back end of the calf and not absorbed and utilized. And like, for example, in our feed formulation, we use chelated trace minerals. We use a zinc polysaccharide complex, and that's over 85% digestible and absorbable. So, I just kind of want producers to look at their post-weaned calves through my eyes. And when you see things like ringworm or pink eye, yes, they are infectious diseases. They are in the environment. But we can control the prevalence of those levels of ringworm through some superior nutrition and get the immune system functioning. And it's so many times I've seen calves with severe ringworm, and after 6 months on a better fortified calf starter or calf grower, that ringworm goes away, and we can make a huge positive impact. Even if there's very high loads in the environment, we can get that ringworm completely cleaned up in these post-weaned calves through better vitamin and trace mineral fortification through the feed. So just something to think about. If you see those calves with a rough hair coat or ringworm or pink eye, that is the window into the immune system. If their skin is exhibiting signs of disease, their immune system is run down and they are not functioning 100%. So as the skin goes, the immune system goes.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.